Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
AI will be the best or worst thing ever for humanity, Elon Musk. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how and if we should be using AI for our art business. This is going to be an interesting topic. So what is everybody working on? Julie?
So I pulled out an old tropical scene that I was working on a while ago and started adding more details and information to it. So that's what I've been working on recently.
Tropical, ready for the beach. Ready
yeah.
for
summer. With my flamingo in the leaves.
Oh, cute.
I'm kind of that way too. I'm just finishing up these two, and I guess I'm doing like safari animals. So I'm still working on safari animals. What about you, Stephanie?
I am, still going through the launch sequence for the art pricing book that's going out on May 1st. It's live. Paperback, all that stuff, May 1st. So excited. But you can pre-order now. You can just go to artpricingcalculator.com and go ahead and pre-order. It's awesome. So excited about it. Oh my God, I can't believe I wrote a book.
Hey, before we dive into today's topic, I actually made a gift for the Artist Soar listeners, and that's the Art Business Checklist and Video Guide. This checklist actually outlines what you need to do every day, week, month, quarter, and even year. The purpose of it is to hopefully make your lives a little bit easier as you're defining your art business. You can go to stephanieweaverartist.com/art-business-checklist to grab that free guide now. Again, that's stephanieweaverartist.com/art-business-checklist.
So AI, artificial intelligence, where do we even begin?
I love it.
I'm going to defer to Stephanie because she just did some research on it.
Yeah, I absolutely love AI. I think I've been using it for a little over a year now. And so how I use it is a lot of ways. So there's jasper.ai. It's a fabulous tool that has lots of different workflows. It is a paid for platform. Canva released an AI feature on their documents thing, and it's really, really good. And then I use TubeBuddy for my YouTube channel to help me with putting together great descriptions for the videos and increase my SEO through TubeBuddy. It's just got so many uses. It's unreal. And I think one of the big things that people get hung up on with AI, well, there's two big things. One of them is the image AI, which I don't use. Image AI is like with DALL-E project. It's an open source project. And you can type in, like, create a, I did try and do this because one of my paintings has a bear with a bald eagle on top of it. And I was like, I wonder if that's something the AI could generate. Oh, it was awful. It was a terrible one that we came up with. I was like, okay. So art is very much needed and artists are still very much needed. But I know that component of AI has gotten some very negative feedback and is in some lawsuits because the AI that's generated, the artificial intelligent images that are generated based on your prompts are pulling from copyrighted artwork in some cases and creating something new. And that is interesting. And questionably legal. I don't really know on that aspect, but
right.
I don't use that. I tried it And it just like, okay, my imagination's way better than what they're doing. But I think it's an interesting seed. And that's the way I think AI is it's more of a seed for you to use and to plant the idea, and you grow it, you nurture it to make what you want with your voice, if that makes sense.
Yes, I totally agree with that, that it is just to generate, it's a jumping off point. It's like when you go and you source inspiration photos to create your own painting.
Exactly.
AI is that same sort of thing, but for language to me.
Yeah. It's a great productivity tool. I mean, I've had on my plan to create a press release for a show that I've got up in December of this year. And I put it up. I had pushed the date like 10 times because I didn't want to do it. And then finally, it was late last week. I was like, hey, I wonder if AI can do this. And so I put in the details in Jasper, and Jasper actually has a workflow for a press release. And 5 minutes, it was done. I couldn't believe it. And so it just saved me probably at least 2 hours of trying to figure out what to put in that stupid press release.
I was going to say, it helps you go from a blank page to something that you can change up.
Yes.
I know, though, with that, like, GPS, Chat or Chat GPS or whatever that is, yeah, a lot of students are just using it and putting it out there. And do you know, though, there are some professors who require you to use it.
Well, there's, I'll have to put in our show notes, there's websites that you can go to. So once you actually generate something from ChatGPT or from Canva, because using Canva's thing, you pop it into this URL. I forget the name of the page, but it's checking for plagiarism.
Right.
Some of the bots out there, or the artificial intelligence, not that great. And so you got to make sure the plagiarism thing is not happening. And that's why I say it's great for planting the seed, but and increasing productivity, but you still have to make it yours.
Right.
And I've used it with Emily. I've shown her, she had to put it in, she had her application for National Junior Honor Society or something like that. And the question was, what does character mean to you? I was like, oh, God. Okay. Come here, Emily. Let me show you something. I put it into Canva's Magic Write. And it spit it out. And I was, holy crap, that's great. Okay, now you need to make it sound like you, because that is not you.
Exactly.
And she's like, okay. And then I caught her using it again. But she used it with write a joke about a dog and a fish or something like that. And Canva wrote this joke with a dog and a fish. It was not a good joke, but it wrote one. So, I mean, there's just the uses are unlimited. I mean, you could use it for even creating your Facebook ads. It's not too bad at that. Like I said, you got to just, it's a great jumping off point.
Right. It just gives you ideas. And like for somebody like me that has, I'm not a very creative writer, and I can be very straightforward instead of, well, creative, or, you know, I don't tie in emotion very well in my writing. And so that's where I think the jumping off point is so important with AI.
Yeah.
Is I have never used anything straight from AI, but it's like, oh, that sounds really good. Let me see how I can change that to sound like me using some of that vocabulary.
Yeah.
And it just gives you ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to take it straight. Mm-mm. I mean, I think the key is to personalize what you get and to make it sound more like you.
Correct.
I had the idea the other night. I was like, I wonder if I could get it to write a marketing plan. And so I went into Canva and I had it start writing a marketing plan for the Into the Woods painting series. And And it's just like 5 minutes or less. It was 2 minutes, really. And it filled out probably about 3 or 4 pages of all these different potential target audiences. And I was just...
You're going to have to put that link in here, Stephanie, because I'm looking in Canva. I can't find it like right off.
It's called Magic Write, I think. Once you open a doc and there's a little plus sign. Okay. Yeah, it's kind of hidden in there.
Yeah.
So like
only in the document. So when you put document.
I gotcha.
Slash. Yep.
Right. Yeah. So Stephanie.
Yes.
For the audience's sake. Can you give an example? You said that it wrote a marketing plan.
Okay.
Yeah. What did you put in to that paragraph for Magic Write for it to generate so much information?
Right.
Sure. It says, let's see. I put in there, write a list of personas who fall into a target audience that would be interested in original oil paintings. And then it came up with, let's see, 5 different target audiences. And I'll give you an example of one of them. So it said, 1, art enthusiasts and collectors. These individuals have a keen interest in fine art and appreciate the beauty and creativity that goes into creating original oil paintings. They may have a collection of art pieces in their home and appreciate the value that art adds to their lives. They are likely to attend art exhibitions, galleries, and auctions. And then the second one, interior designers and decorators. These professionals are always on the lookout for unique and original art pieces that can add a touch of elegance and style to their clients' homes or commercial spaces. They have an eye for detail and appreciate the quality and craftsmanship that goes into creating original oil paintings. And that's 3 of the 5. And then I asked it, you know, give me the pain points of, being an art enthusiast and collector. So then it gave me some pain points. Find affordable and original art pieces that suit their tastes. Limited access to art galleries and exhibitions due to geographical economic constraints. Difficulty in choosing the right piece for their home or office decor. And probably about 5 or 6 more. And so all of these are like great fodder to try and figure out how can I market to that art enthusiast. And then that when it says the art exhibition, galleries, and auctions, where am I going to find them?
Right.
And so if I find them on social media and see where they interact and how they interact, I can get in there with providing authentic posts or even target them in Facebook ads.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah. And then if I do cold emails, so these are types of wording that I would put in there, like to interior decorators, are you having trouble looking for unique pieces? How about contacting a local artist? I'd love to invite you, blah, you know, that sort of thing. So, I mean, it's just.
So it's more of asking the who, the what, the how, the where, and the when you're going in there to work through a document. You start with, you know, one of those questions and then continue with the rest.
Yeah. And that you use all that to kind of build up your own way of marketing to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm. I like that.
And it definitely took about, because if you were to spend time actually trying to figure this out, it'd be at least 3 days and then whiteboarding it and then like bouncing out other people. And you're just, it just spit it out.
And editing it. And yeah.
Where here you get kind of the, I guess you could look at it more as an outline.
Yeah.
Than necessarily. And I think that's where the whole AI thing, it will come full circle at some point, at least I hope, is that it's about generating ideas to help you create your own unique, whatever it is. And that's, you know, AI for art, AI for writing. I'm sure there's AI for music and all sorts of things. Yeah. But I think it needs to come full circle that it's strictly just, it's just for inspiration and idea generating to help speed up your process. It's kind of like an artist who knows how to draw it themselves, but they choose to trace something.
Right.
Because it's just, it's just quicker.
It's the nail gun versus the hammer.
Right. Yes. I like that analogy. Yeah, exactly. Right. And I think that's where, as a society, we need to come with AI, is that it's strictly for those ideas.
Well, it's going to continue to go further because I'm in the project management realm too. And I was reading this thing about the Harvard Business Review. They're projecting that by 2030, AI is going to be involved in project management. And so that's in terms of evaluating like resource allocation. If we think about how this is going to play in the ad world for, you know, Facebook advertising, the algorithms that we're going to have access to are going to be able to get smarter and help us say, okay, well, we're noticing that these words are performing better for these ads versus these words. So that information, then we can then intake that the AI basically figured out for us. We'll be able to take that information and create better targeted ads.
Yeah. Well, it's just like the it's not any different than the implementation of the use of personal computers.
Right.
It is definitely faster to type on a computer and output a document than it is on a typewriter.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. From,
you know, back when. And so it's just another tool to speed processes and procedures up through generating ideas and outputs.
It's nice for artists because not every artist has taken business courses or finance courses or whatever. So it's nice with AI that you can say, hey, I need a marketing plan for dot, 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 dot. I need a finance report, something to take to my bank whatever it would be. That would save, you know, somebody like days.
Well, my next implementation of this is I'm going to try it for a couple grants, because how much time can that save me?
Yes.
It'd be great. But I mean, kind of back to Julie's point, this is also like an evolution of, you know, you look at what happened with snail mail versus email. Communications got better, faster, not necessarily better, but they got faster.
Right. They got faster. Now they've gotten shorter.
Now we got text. So, I mean, this is just the evolution of the next thing. And I think to completely shut it down is not a good idea. It's a productivity tool that you really need to start getting used to now.
Yeah. But like anything, it will be abused,
Sure.
But, you know, that's happened in the past as technology has grown and changed too. So how do we work with it versus against it?
Well, I know Google is already implementing some changes into their algorithm to prevent strictly AI generated content from ranking, because they still want the content like that we create in our blogs and about our products. They want it to be human focused.
Right.
Focused. So Google's not going to put up with it either.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That's really good.
Because we definitely want, you know, our stuff, human stuff, to be up there.
Yeah. And I think I was talking to a writer over the weekend and I asked him, you know, do you ever use AI? And he was, oh, no. Like that, like he was immediately offended. And I was like, but it would be such a fabulous tool for writer's block. Because you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have an idea. Like I think I used it at one point for starting a story about one of my pieces of artwork. I'm like, okay, well, it's got a mouse in it. And it's got, we'll call the mouse, I think this is with Timothy and Liam. And Liam was a little boy and the mouse. So I made up the characters. And I was like, tell me a story. And I gave it a little bit of context and it came up with a really neat little story. And I'm like, okay, this is a great place to start. And it removed the blank page. And then I was able to take the story and I made it really too long. So now I got to make it short. But I mean, it's such a fabulous tool. There's so many implications. I was listening to this podcast by E-Commerce Alley. And so if you check that out, E-Commerce Alley, I think the guy's name is Josh Coffey, C-O-F-F-E-Y, I think. Fast talker guy, for sure. But content is freaking amazing in this thing. But they were talking about AI and using it for ad creatives. So something that I know a lot of artists don't do is Facebook ads, because I go out and look at the Facebook ad library and see who's actually using it and try and come up with ads, because that's probably going to be in the next book, is all about marketing and coming up with good headlines, primary text and all that stuff and seeing what they have. And, but that E-Commerce Alley, they went on two separate parts, all about AI and a different. Wow. So, but yeah, if you have a chance, sit and, not necessarily sit and listen to it, but maybe pull some weeds and listen to it, because it really gets into the weeds.
Okay.
Interesting. Well, I love it that this is, like you said, kind of takes that, well, I don't know where to start.
Yeah. Right.
Out of the way. Yeah. And you can use it to benefit you. It's not necessarily to take the place of you, but to help you. Mm-hmm. Make things more clear, or to, like you said, just to skip days of research.
go out to my Shopify shop, and which is artlovergifts.com, and read some of the product descriptions. A lot of that was generated from the start with AI.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Implications are amazing.
Awesome. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And hopefully
all right. Well, if you guys have a special AI tool that you like that we haven't mentioned, that we don't know about, which is, I don't know how Stephanie wouldn't know about it, but
out there. Yeah.
Let us know, because that maybe that's something that we should be looking into as well. So until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar, a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.